following interview is conducted as part of Georgia Institute of Technology's Everyday Georgia Interview Project. Today is April 25th. The interview is taking place at Positive Impact Health Centers. The interviewer is Allison Powell Key. The interviewee is Joey Hilton, Chief Operating Officer of Positive Impact Health Centers. Thank you for participating in this project.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the first question is, can you please tell me about your education and or career experiences?
Sure. So I have a bachelor's in health administration from East Tennessee State University. I have a master's public health from East Tennessee State University as well. And then I have a doctorate in business administration from Georgia State University. I have worked with nonprofits since I was 25, which now is 15 years. I worked with Health and Human Services organization for several years. Left that organization, went to another HIV organization in Atlanta, worked with them for a few years. Left there to go to Georgia State to work on my doctorate degree. While I was working on my doctorate, I also worked full-time with the College of Business at Georgia State. Left there in June of 2017, last year, and came here okay. to Positive Impact Health Centers as operations.
Okay. Can you talk about just any interests or hobbies?
Interests? Well, I love collecting red wine. So I've something that I just started doing probably this past year, maybe. I also love running. That's one of the things that I love to do. Hiking, something that I love to do. Pretty much anything outdoorsy. I like to read, so that's a hobby that I have on a cloudy or rainy day, is just kind of cozy up and read. I'm very sociable, so I enjoy you know, being out in the community, socializing with individuals, meeting new people. And sometimes I like to cook. Not always, but sometimes.
Okay. Where were you born and where did you grow up?
I was born in Rogersville, Tennessee. It's a very small rural town in eastern Tennessee. The population is 2,000 people. I was, I think, one out of 110 people in my graduating class. You know, if that gives you kind of overall landscape of the size of the town. Grew up in the East Tennessee rural area. I am from a single parent home. Yeah, my mother was 15 when she had me. I'm first generation college student in terms of bachelor's. My mother had an associate's in nursing. Went to master's and now doctorate. And the first generation, I think that's pretty impressive. Johnson City, where I went to school to get my bachelor's and master's, to me was big city. Population there's maybe 20,000, mm-hmm. so Atlanta's massive. Yeah. I've been in Atlanta now 8 years. I think I've moved into this area, but maybe going on 10, maybe more so like going on 10. My partner and I moved here together. Mm-hmm. So I was working with the first nonprofit that I worked with, Health and Human Services, as a regional director for Kentucky and Tennessee. Met him while I was in Kentucky, and now 10 years, we're still together.
Okay, can you talk about a significant person or event which influenced who you are today?
My grandmother. Yeah, so my grandmother definitely had a big influence on me and my outcome in terms of who I am. Yeah, my grandmother always pushed me to do more, for lack of a better word. And she always set me up I don't want to say on a pedestal, but kind of to believe that I could do more and then I could do really anything that I wanted to do, except go to Nashville and be a country music star, which is what I wanted to do when I was 8 years old. But she always pushed me, you know, to do better. And my mother, you know, growing up as a child, my mother was sick a lot. And so she was in and out of the hospital, and being a single parent, that there's nobody else that you really stay with but your grandparent.
Right.
You know, so my brother and I spent a lot of time with her, and she always pushed me. You know, she taught me some of the basic things like cleaning and cooking, and you know, we would spend Saturdays vacuuming and doing laundry, and I was miserable as a child, but she always said, one of these days you'll thank me for this, you know, because you'll know how to do these things. And I didn't realize the value of that until I got to college and realized the amount of people around me that didn't know how to do those things, you know, and to me it was just second nature. I knew this. And then I would say my mother has and continues to have a big impact, you know, on my life. And I think my mother is actually one of the reasons why I push myself to do as much as I can in the community and to work with nonprofit.
Yeah.
You know, she has lupus, and having lupus now 20 plus years, you know, she's constantly sick. And there have been several organizations, you know, through the years that have reached out, that have extended a hand to her and extended a hand to my brother and I when we were younger. So, you know, just kind of overall life experiences, and, you know, my mom and my grandma, probably, in terms of people.
Yeah. He must be really proud of you.
Well, my grandmother is no longer here, but I know she would be extremely proud. And my mom, I mean, you just having my bachelor's degree to her was a huge deal. And then, you know, get my master's degree. And then now, I mean, she doesn't really understand the top of the doctorate degree that I have.
Does she think you're a medical doctor?
Well, she doesn't confuse me with a medical doctor, but she doesn't grasp PhD versus, you know, any type of... But nonetheless, she's extremely proud.
Good, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to turn more to, like, Georgia Tech, the Georgia Tech Initiative type questions. Can you talk about how you initially became involved with the Georgia Institute of Technology?
So when I started last June with Positive Impact Health Centers, we had already started our path of partnership with Georgia Tech and with the SIMS Lab and with this piece that we've worked through. At that time, we were still having conversations around flow, patient flow, staff flow, things of that nature. And so I sat with a couple of young ladies, Kelly and...
Jennifer?
Yes, Jennifer and Kelly. Had some conversations, they interviewed me, they got some insight from me. And of course, through that process, we began construction this location, and then began construction with the Duluth location.
Right. Okay. Let's see. What specific research initiatives produced by Georgia Tech are you participating in? I guess that would be kind of the design of the space. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the project really was helping. So we had a couple of things that we were able to utilize Georgia Tech for. One was for flow and efficiency. The other was for layout to help with. So there were three phases, I want to say, and all three phases we utilized Georgia Tech in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
Phase one was more so from the design. Phase two was more so from the actual flow, the way that patients and staff both interacted. And then phase three is more from data, the way that we collect data, at what point we collect data.
Right.
We're now going to phase three of the three phases. I mean, the initiatives have been a huge success.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. how have your interactions with Georgia Tech affected your work?
I would say, from an operations standpoint, looking at the organization as a whole, it's made my job a little easier. Mm-hmm. Because the flow, so I'll backtrack a little bit, if that's okay, with why I say this. When I came to the organization, some of the things that the senior leadership brought to me was, kind of typical things that you would expect within any organization. You know, employee morale, how do we boost employee morale? Employee engagement, how do we boost employee engagement? You know, how do we take, and the history with the organization, if I could back up actually another step. So the history with the organization is, we had Positive Impact, which is a behavioral mental health entity that's been in Atlanta established 27 years. Aid Gwinnett, which was a more clinical entity that more than 25 years had been established. The two of those in 2015 merged as one organization. So Aid Gwinnett, Positive Impact became Positive Impact Health Centers. From that merger, you have overlap with employees from both organizations that are still here.
Right.
You know, some floating into new roles, some same roles, maybe responsibilities expanding a bit. But it was pretty quick when I came aboard that I saw kind of culture shift depending on who was coming from what organization.
Right.
You know, the culture of Positive Impact was very fluid. Which is, that is a behavioral mental health organization. You have to be fluid because of the individuals that you work with in the community. Aid Gwinnett clinic in a very process.
Right.
So you take fluid and process and you mix it together.
Yeah.
And so what I saw was communication as being a huge, I don't want to say barrier within the organization, but being something that needed a little tweaking to make it a little better. And I say, when I've made my first statement that this project has made my job easier, I say that because the design and the layout of the two facilities now have really increased staff communication, the way they communicate with each other, taking some of those silos that were there before and disseminate some of those barriers. It's brought definitely some of those barriers down. Now staff interact. Before, when we were in our previous two locations, not so much. It wasn't so easy because we had two floors and there were certain services on floor one, certain on floor two. Other than coming in and going home, they really didn't interact at all.
Right.
Now they overlap and interact, and there's not so much of a gap and a silo there in terms of, you know, departments and those fine lines that are always drawn.
Right, right.
You know, so it definitely took away a lot of the challenges that we were having internally with just overall communication. And then the flow is much better, the efficiency in terms of how we bring patients through and the way we get patients out. Also confidentiality, it's made a huge boost in terms of protecting clients and patients' confidentiality. And I would say it's also helped us expand our services a bit as well, because we are able to operate a bit more efficiently now than we were before.
Right. Okay. Well, just wrapping up here, is there anything else that you'd like to share? Any further experiences that you'd like to share?
Well, I would definitely do this again.
Okay.
I think the benefits most certainly outweigh any of the inconveniences. To me, there really weren't any inconveniences. I mean, they made everything easy.
Right.
You know, there wasn't a huge burden in terms of workload that was put on us. So, you know, there was several calls. There were several shifts that were made. There were several things that had to be taken into account that weren't there prior, and now we brought this, and in terms of this and new light, mm-hmm. you know, things would shift, doors would shift, hallways might shift a bit,
yeah.
offices, locations, things like that. But they made everything very easy. I mean, you know, they were so well organized. We can definitely see the overall benefit. We continue to see the overall benefit. So it's been... honestly, a great benefit to the organization, to our clients, to the community, and we hope to have future partnerships with Georgia Tech and with the Sims Lab.
All right. Thank you for participating in the Everyday Georgia Interview Project and sharing your story with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.